That's where we are streaming as well, WTUZ.com. All the time, 24/7, 365. Streaming services brought to you by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. Hey, we all know, recent study time, by the way, we all know airplanes are disgusting, right?
Right.
We talked about flights a little bit earlier last hour.
Yeah.
Germs flying around. People who you don't want to be next to, who may or may not have the best hygiene in the world. Planes are just gross. Plus, everything's out of my control. I don't like to be out of control of anything. One of the many reasons why I don't like flying. But a recent study says how you can maybe get through a flight without catching any germs from anybody else, especially, you know, with flu and cold season being extended. They say it's going to be extended into a couple more months.
Yeah, 70 degrees one day, 20 the next.
Come on now. They say if you get a window seat and don't leave it until the flight is over, that is the best way to.
Really?
Now, they're not saying that it will for sure keep you healthy when you get off of a flight.
Right.
They say that's the best way. This new study, apparently, conducted by Boeing, believe it or not, sent a whole bunch of people and researchers onto commercial flights to look for viruses and observe how and when people came into close contact with these viruses. Hmm. They ended up concluding that people on the aisle seats, they get up more, are a little closer to others.
Yeah.
And therefore, that's why they may be closer to getting those infectious diseases of, you know, from other folks who may be spewing them across aisles and everything else.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and I think I saw an NPR study that, like, for coughing, this is only coughing, though, like, flu time coughing, it, like, will travel. So if, like, I cough in the newsroom, it'll, like, travel throughout the newsroom and then out into the hallway just
That's
a little
great,
bit.
That's great, Mary. Thanks. Like, thanks for that.
So even, I don't know, so if it's, like, coughing and everything, even if you are by a window seat, like, you're still. You've got the person next to you, you've got the people in front of you, people behind you.
Hover up next to it. Hover up next to that window seat.
Hug the window.
There's nothing worse than that middle seat, though. Nothing worse in the world than that middle seat on an airplane. This summer, I will be traveling with my twin boys via airplane, aircraft, for the first time.
Okay? That's going to be great.
No, I'm dreading, Mary, dreading the situation at hand.
I'm enjoying what's running through my mind right now.
No, listen, I'm not looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to landing, and that's about it. But I don't know. I don't know what is in store. Is there a way to legally drug your children so to get them through a flight? I mean, I don't really know how I'm going to do. Or how about legally drugging their father so he'll make it through the flight? I don't know what can be done about it.
So is your wife coming along?
Yeah, okay. Trust me. She
she's coming.
She will, all hands on deck, Mary Alice.
I can see you like
when traveling with twin 18-month-olds.
Yeah, I can see you slipping yourself a little something beforehand and then waking up after the flight is over with and saying, babe, I don't know what happened. I'm just so tired.
We in Florida yet? Are we in Florida yet? Standing in the security line, everything else that goes with all that. Reminds me of a little skit by comedian Jim Gaffigan.
Always behind that person that's never left their house before.
That'd
They're
be
always one to ask me questions like, can I bring soup on the plane? It's homemade soup. I'm like, you should ask them. For an ID, can I use a fishing license? Should I take off my shoes and my pants? Yes, you should.
Please don't. Please don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, no one wants to see that.
Last time I went, they checked my hands for, I think they do it with everybody now. This is how long it's been since I've flown. It's been a few years. Last time I went, they swiped my hands to look for probably some explosive residue or gunpowder residue. I don't know what they look for. Just to make sure you weren't tampering with anything suspicious before you got on an airplane, which I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Have you ever flown?
No.
Mary. Come on now.
Apparently, I don't need to.
Out
I don't
a
want
bit.
To now. I've got to worry about security.
Germs.
I got to worry about germs. I got to worry about the person asking questions.
Yeah. You may be able to take your baby carrots on a flight.
My baby.
Homemade soup, though. I don't know about that.
That liquid, no.
Yeah, definitely don't want to do that. Oh, the people that eat on planes that will bring something. Oh, man. Then it, of course, stinks up the whole plane. It's in a confined space there.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? I just would rather put my head down and sleep through the entire flight. Mary, let me ask you this, maybe a personal question. Have you ever Now, I mean, nature calls, and when nature calls, you got to do what you got to do.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever went to the bathroom outdoors, Mary Alice? Well, whether it be via outhouse or in the woods or anything else?
Probably when I was younger, sure.
When you were younger? I mean, yeah. Sure. Who doesn't go to the bathroom outside with it? Well, in Rhode Island, they're still doing it that way.
Really?
Back in the old days. There was a bill by some lawmaker that he introduced. He wants to ban all outhouses in the state of Rhode Island. Apparently, there are plenty of outhouses still still up and running there in the state of Rhode Island. Now, this bill was basically put into measure after a bunch of people who maybe were neighbors to folks who have outhouses and were within a sniffing distance of the family's outhouse.
I would imagine that they would have a way to conceal or, you know, there's composting toilets now for RVs and stuff. Like, there's got to be a way for outhouses.
I don't think you can dig that hole deep enough. Okay, I mean, let's be real. You have a family of four. You have a grown adult couple in your home and some kids. You can't bury that hole deep enough.
No.
I don't really know how an outhouse works. I just know.
I don't either.
I just know you go. I know there's a hole, and I know you go. That's really all I know.
I think it's the government trying to force people to have water and sewer so that they can get money there.
Hey, to answer my own question, the only time... Now, listen.
We don't want to know.
No, I go onesie outside all the time.
Sure you do.
I mean, my backyard is fenced in. If my dogs go out, I look around at night. There's nobody out. I say, Cody, good boy. And then he'll say, good boy, because I'm doing the same thing he's doing.
Good boy.
So,
right back.
But in terms of a good old twosie, only one time in the history of Eric McElroy.
Really?
Okay. And I can tell you the exact date. It was back in, I know it was August 14th, 2003. You know how I know that?
How?
It was the day of that whole East Coast blackout when power was out. And not
you
only
caused
Ohio-
a blackout?
No, Mary, I didn't cause the blackout. But obviously with no electricity or if you have a well at your home, no running water, got to do what you got to do. And enough time passed where Eric McElroy had to do what he had to do. That is the only time it occurred outside.
In a blackout.
And, I mean, it was, come on, unforeseen circumstances.
I guess.
Plus, when nature calls,
you got to do what you got to do.
That's what I'm talking about, Mary Alice. But they want to ban those outhouses in Rhode Island. I don't know. Good thing we don't live in Rhode Island.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Do you know anybody that has an outhouse?
No, I don't. I mean,
my grandparents live on an old farm. And they have a well and everything else. And they don't, I mean, come on. They don't have an outhouse.
Yeah. I've never seen an outhouse, operational before.
All right. I'm sure there's one in Tuscarawas County somewhere.
That I'm pretty sure there is.
Somebody knows. Let Mary know.
Someone knows.
Breaking news story right there.
Last remaining outhouse.
Now you can maybe even use it if you wanted to, Mary.
No.
Depending on how far the drive is.
You apparently have more experience going outdoors than I do, so.
Trust me, this was no outhouses. It was just my backyard. So the rain washed it all away.